What's up? Conference connection. Sometimes life isn't easy. However, trials are an essential part of mortality. Here's what several church leaders taught about this during the October 2013 General Conference. Our Heavenly Father knows that we learn and grow and become stronger as we face and survive the trials through which we must pass. President Thomas S. Monson, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Ensign, November 2013, page 87. Patiently enduring some things is part of our mortal education. There is still much in life to be hopeful about and grateful for. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Like a Broken Vessel, Ensign, November 2013, pages 41 and 42. The Lord allows us to be tried and tested, sometimes to our maximum capacity. We have seen the lives of loved ones, and maybe our own, figuratively burned to the ground, and have wondered why a loving and caring Heavenly Father would allow such things to happen. But He does not leave us in the ashes. He stands with open arms, eagerly inviting us to come to Him. He is building our lives into magnificent temples where His Spirit can dwell eternally. Linda S. Reeves, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Claim the blessings of your covenants. Ensign, November 2013, page 119. Scripture mastery with the guys. It's not at all uncommon for a group of high school kids to throw an evening party, but a party where the sole purpose is memorizing scripture mastery verses? That's about as common as a surf shop in Arizona. Yet when Brennan Kay, a 17-year-old from Colorado, United States of America, decided to plan a Friday night scripture mastery party at his house with his guy friends in place of the more typical video game-themed gatherings they usually held, he received an enthusiastic response. They wanted to memorize as many of the 100 seminary scripture mastery verses as we could in one school year, Brennan explains. Five of Brennan's friends showed up for the scripture mastery get-together. They worked long into the evening, helping one another memorize scriptures while taking occasional breaks to clear their minds. One such break was playing night games outside in the rain. However, most of the evening was reserved for the goal at hand. I memorized 14 scriptures that night, Brennan says. Afterward, Brennan and his friends all felt energized. We hadn't played any video games or watched any movies, Brennan says. We had not idled away our time. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 13. As a result, they were all eager to put that energy to good use in a wood-stacking serving project the next morning. Brennan knows the party was well worth the effort. He says, as long as we surround ourselves with good friends and good standards and follow Christ, we are much better protected from the adversary's grasp. Sidebar. Scripture Mastery website. Ready to memorize and apply the Scripture Mastery verses? Check out the new website, sm.lds.org, for activities to help you.
We've got mail. Conducting meetings. I really liked How Do I Conduct a Meeting in the February 2013 issue. I was recently called as a deacon's quorum president, and your article helped me get used to that particular part of the calling. I now feel more comfortable, and the article helped me avoid that awkward silence that can come when you don't know what you're supposed to do. Thank you. Dallin K., 13, Delaware, USA.
Planning a date. The day after I read A Change of Plan, May 2013, I was in almost the same situation. I was going on a group date, and my date told me we were planning to go to a movie I felt uncomfortable seeing. After I read this article, I had the courage to call my date and ask if we could do something else. We ended up playing games instead and had a lot of fun while also keeping our standards high. Julia B., 17, Utah, USA.
By the numbers, 40,500 number of shelves in the church history library. Placed end to end, they would stretch 28 miles. The shelves are filled with a wide variety of materials about the church. Triple the awesome. When triplet brothers Ryan S., Trent, and Nathan all received their mission calls on the same day, they could barely contain their excitement. And then things really got exciting. All three brothers were called to serve in the same city, Mexico City, Mexico, albeit in three different missions there. Their friendships with one another have only deepened now that they're in the mission field. "We continue to be a strength to each other," says Ryan. The brothers had a chance to meet up when their missions came together for a special meeting with Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. "We're progressing together stronger than ever before," says Ryan.
My favorite scripture, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 9. "Jesus Christ shall make intercession for all the children of men, and they that believe in him shall be saved." In this scripture, the word intercession has great meaning. It means acting as a mediator to help two parties resolve a problem. In this case, the Savior is the mediator who helps all people who have become separated from Heavenly Father because of sin. This scripture helped me know the importance of our Savior Jesus Christ. I am grateful for His atonement. Only through Him can we live again with our Father in heaven. Hanisha A., India. End of What's Up?